Before listening to this recording, for best effects, make sure that you can wear a collar. And if you're feeling rather adventurous, you can wear just that collar and nothing else, because a pet such as yourself doesn't need anything else. If you need a moment to prepare yourself, do so now. Good pet. Nice and ready with your collar. I know that you've been a good pet and have eliminated any unnecessary distractions. Any unnecessary clothing, and you're just letting your mind drift. Because being a pet is an excellent state of mind to be in. You know your place. You know your role. And you're ready to be trained even more deeply. You can feel my words forming a leash that so easily and naturally lock on to that collar, pulling you down, down. Down, deep into trance, deep into submission. Imagine yourself standing with just the collar on and nothing else, standing up straight, and then hearing my voice as it starts to pull you down. Down, down, deep into pleasure, deep into bliss. Before you realize it, you may find that you're kneeling. That's it. It's so easy to imagine yourself deep in your subconscious mind. Wearing just that collar, pet, kneeling. It would be odd for you to be standing upright, especially in my presence. But even this doesn't quite feel right. You're still feeling the pull of my voice pulling you down. Down, down, and before you realize it again, this pet is down on all fours. This is feeling a bit better, but part of you still knows that you can go deeper down, down, down. All the way down. And eventually, deep in your subconscious mind, you're not only on all fours, but your face is lowered. Down. 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 In an act of submission and obedience. No way to resist. No desire to resist. Just a happy, horny, hypnotized pet. Feeling your mindset changing with each stage. Knowing that when you're standing upright, perhaps You still have some semblance of consciousness left in your mind. When you're on your knees, all you can do is focus and obey. When you're on all fours, your mind is hazy and blank. And when you lower your head all the way down, down, down to the ground, your mind just blanks out. You're just the perfect pet as you sleep, feeling a deep jolt of arousal and pleasure as that mind shuts off. Just a happy, horny, hypnotized pet. Feeling odd and strange if you're ever in a situation where you could wear your collar and you're not. Deep down deep, this pet knows that it feels naked without its collar. Be a good pet. Submit and surrender and accept your place, because the more you think about being hypnotized, enthralled, and controlled, the more uncontrollably horny you get. And you know what? It's okay that I have a happy, horny, hypnotized pet, so desperate to touch, because you're in the perfect position, deep in your subconscious mind, to touch yourself, wearing nothing but your collar, down on the ground, face down, your hand starting to slide completely instinctually in between your legs, giving in to your desire to touch now. Knowing that with each touch, you give away part of your humanity. You cast it away, and you start to feel more comfortable, natural, and relaxed as a pet. That collar is more than enough clothing for you as a pet. Anything else starts to feel a little stuffy and uncomfortable. Especially when you're in the mood to be a good pet, focusing completely and totally on the pleasure, knowing that this pet, right now, just has permission to edge itself. While it may be tempting to come nice and hard, to push yourself over that edge, I know that I can trust my pet. I know that I can always trust my pet to wear its collar and just its collar in safe and appropriate places. You are by no means a stray pet wandering around the street and just your collar. No, 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 no. You're a good, obedient house pet. And when you're safe and sound in your home, in an appropriate place to do so, the collar comes on, and any and all unnecessary, distracting clothing comes off. That's it. Focusing on your place as a pet. Because every single time a pet touches while listening to my voice, that pet only becomes more deeply trained. It's not something that pet ever has any control over. Pets only obey. Pets only submit. Pets get trained. And when pets are well trained, they get rewards. This pet will never try to get a reward that it didn't earn. This pet will never try to orgasm without earning it, knowing that it's not just enough to hear me say the words, "Come for me, pet, deep mindless orgasm, pet." No, no, no. Pet needs to know, deep down deep, to its very core, that it's been well trained enough in order to get that reward. Pet is unable to just listen to my voice from a recording and orgasm whenever it likes. It just doesn't work that way. The collar won't let pet disobey. The collar locks in all my control. The collar is so very important. It lets pet know on a deep instinctual level that it's time to train, that it's time to obey, and it's time to stop thinking about orgasms. Until it knows, deep down deep, that pet has earned this reward. Feeling that pleasure building up more and more, that's it. One, it's so intense. Two, overwhelming even. Three, becoming aware of how happy you are as a pet. Four, almost there, and 5. Wake up and open those eyes, feeling so happy and so good, knowing deep down deep, you're just a pet. Only a pet. Good pet. I'm glad that you made some time to be trained. All right, my pets can now turn on their mics.